What up, fam? What's up, y'all? This is Tanner Gary, and welcome to the Tanner Gary Podcast, where we are excited about you being here with us today. This is a whole nother episode, and we're going to get into our discussion. But of course, we really, really hope that when we're done, that something that's been said, something that has been shared, will touch your life and change your life and make it for the better. And then that way you can go and share what you've heard, what you've learned, you can go share it with someone else. All right. So this episode today is brought to you by the Vision Consulting Firm. Listen, you need to give them a call. If you're doing any kind of corporate training, any strategy training or planning, or just, you know, if you're just putting some ideas together for your business or organization, they have 18 years of experience. Yeah, that's a long time. So I know for sure that the Vision Consulting Firm will take care of you and put you on that next level that you're trying to get to. All right, so give them a call, man. We're going to share that information with you. All right. So today we are getting into this discussion about desperation for God's presence. I don't know about you, but have you ever just wanted something so bad that you would do almost anything to get it? Well, that's the way we should be when it comes to God's presence. When we get ready to enter into His presence, we should have this burning desire, this yearning just to be where He is, to be in the actual presence of the Lord. Because there's so much that can take place in the presence of the Lord. So listen, chill out, hang tight, and we'll be right back. All right, you're listening to the Tanner Gary Podcast. The Vision Consulting Firm is a full-service company that offers a creative and professional view in all phases of meetings, event planning, and management. Our high standards and attention to the smallest of details are designed to leave your mark from the smallest meeting to the grandest occasion. We produce well-considered, total and unique environments, customized to support any event or occasion. We consider your peace of mind as an integral part of the process. The Vision Consulting Firm has the capacity to assist businesses, events, and organizations at the local and national level. We pride ourselves in managing projects and providing guidance to organizations and businesses of all sizes. We understand the unique needs of each genre, and we will work closely with you to develop your planning and strategy needs. For your one-on-one consultation, visit us at thevisionconsultingfirm.com or call us at 903-655-4830. Welcome back, and you are tuned in to the Tanner Gary Podcast. We're so glad that you've joined us today for this podcast, man. This is going to be crazy. This is going to be real good. We're talking about desperation for God's presence. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, it's Psalm 84 and 2. It says, I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and my soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Man, that's powerful. You know, we get to the point to where certain things will cause desperation for us to have. Maybe it's a house for you. Maybe it's a car. Maybe it's even more money. Whatever it is, man, we get this desperation and this longing in our hearts for what that thing is, right? So I know when I was smaller, when I was little, there was a Green Machine Big Wheel. I don't know if you guys remember that, but I'm telling my age. But anyway, there was a Green Machine Big Wheel that I saw on TV. They did a commercial for it, man. And you saw the little kid come and riding, and he'd do that little turn, like, and then stop, like, yeah, this is my Green Machine Big Wheel. So when I saw that, man, I was like, yeah, that's what I want. That is what I want. So my heart became desperate for it. I wanted it, And there was nothing that I would not do to get that big wheel. Mama, I want this for Christmas. Because you get into your mind, you're just like, yeah, I could see myself riding that in the neighborhood and, you know, bouncing around with my friends in the neighborhood. And that's what I want. I would take out the trash. I wash the dishes, clean my room when I wasn't supposed to, when I wasn't told to do it. Yeah. Desperation had set in my heart and I wanted that big wheel. And many times we get to the point of desperation for things. But sometimes all of the time we need to get desperate for God's presence. It may be a trip for you. I know my wife, when we go on vacation every year, once we come back from vacation, we start planning for the next year and we start paying deposits. We start setting dates and then they even go on Facebook and start marking down the calendar days, man, till the next one. Which is fine, but because we, you know, during the year we get bogged down with all of this stuff that's going on and you need a little vacation. So you get desperate for that next time you go on that vacation to kind of relax and wind down and let your hair down and all of that. So desperation sets in for that next vacation. And again, you do anything and everything that you have to do to get to that point. All right. There's one of my favorite scriptures is this. It's Psalms 42:1. It says, as a deer pants for flowing streams. I'm reading from the NLT version, the New Living Translation. It says, as a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. Man, if we could really, really get that same desperation for things, if we could get that same desperation for God's presence, how much farther along would we be? If we could get anxious to feel the presence of the Lord, to experience his presence, to experience his touch, how farther along would we be? Man, you just don't understand. It's crazy. So listen, there's a, you know, I'm a church boy. So, I like to read the stories, or I like to read passages of scripture in the Bible and different people, how they go through things, how they went through, how they dealt with certain situations. So here's a story. This woman, right? So I'm going to tell it like I tell it, right? So this woman, she's in the Bible, man. It says that she had this issue, this specific issue for 12 years. I can just imagine. I can't imagine. I don't even know what that even feels like to be dealing with an issue for 12 years, a bodily issue for 12 years. I'm sure it would cause some kind of desperation to be healed or to be made whole or whatever. And the Bible says that she sought all the doctors in the town. Nobody could do anything for her. So she was like really, really stuck. And sometimes we search for temporary stuff to fulfill a void that only God can fill, right? So after all of this time, there was nothing else she could do. 12 years, man. 12 years? Wow. That's a long time. So she heard that Jesus was coming through the town and she heard that, you know, he was a healer and he could do all of these things. He's healed these other people. He's done so much for other people. Maybe, just maybe, if she could just touch him or something, get in his presence, something amazing would happen for her. That's what she had in her mind. She had made up in her mind that despite my condition, I'm getting to Jesus. Now, here's the deal. Because she was sick, because she had this issue, everybody in the town, you were supposed to be like shunned and looked down upon because you had this issue, because they thought that something else was wrong with you. It was maybe a sin of your father, a sin of your mother, or whatever. But there was nothing. I mean, she was just had this issue of blood. She had this thing that she was dealing with. And it lasted 12 years. You know, that's a long time. I keep saying that. I mean, you try to deal with something 12 years and see what happens. I guarantee you, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to get like, you're going to be like, what's going on? You know, why? You know, and then you're going to get desperate for God too, like this lady did. So when Jesus came through, she's like, and made up in her mind, she was like, okay, you know what? Forget all y'all. I don't care what you say about me. I don't care what you think about me. I got to get to Jesus. I got to get in the presence of the Lord because I'm dealing with this stuff and I got to get it. I got to get it healed. I got to get healed. I got to get to where Jesus is. So out of her desperation, her faith kicked in. And I believe that when her faith kicked in and she made that move, she made that decision to move, her healing started to kick in at the same time. And by the time she got to Jesus, the Bible says she moved through the crowd and, you know, she kind of made her way and she touched the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, her action mixed with her faith and she was instantly healed. Wow. Sometimes we need to put our action and mix it with our faith and watch things happen. Wow. Mm. So when she touched him, she was immediately healed because her purpose was to get to Jesus by any means necessary. So here's my first point. Desperation for his presence will cause you to forget everything around you. Forget everything around you. Because your plan and your desire is to get wherever Jesus is. Isn't that wonderful? My desperation has to forget about what's going on around me. Because my plan, my purpose, my desire is to get in the presence of the Lord. Because I know I will be healed in the presence of the Lord. All right? Isn't that great? It's great to know. It's great to know that the desperation for his presence will cause things to happen for me. Wow. So think about that for a minute. We're going to come back, take a little break. All right, hang tight.
The Vision Consulting Firm is a full-service company that offers a creative and professional view in all phases of meetings, event planning, and management. Our high standards and attention to the smallest of details are designed to leave your mark from the smallest meeting to the grandest occasion. We produce well-considered, total and unique environments, customized to support any event or occasion. We consider your peace of mind as an integral part of the process. The Vision Consulting Firm has the capacity to assist businesses, events, and organizations at the local and national level. We pride ourselves in managing projects and providing guidance to organizations and businesses of all sizes. We understand the unique needs of each genre, and we will work closely with you to develop your planning and strategy needs. For your one-on-one consultation, visit us at thevisionconsultingfirm.com or call us at 903-655-4830.
Welcome back. We are discussing desperation for God's presence, and we were kind of talking about, we made the point that desperation for his presence will cause you to forget everything around you. Because your plan and your purpose and your desire is to get wherever he is. And even we can go back to the last episode. People or things or whatever will cause you, will become distractions and cause you not to move forward or where you need to go. And I don't know about you, but I don't want any distractions coming up when it comes to the presence of the Lord. All right. So the next point I want to make about your desperation is that it's not quiet. It's not lazy, but it's loud and it's innovative. All right. And it causes you to move out of your comfort zone. Y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? Your desperation will cause you to move out of your comfort zone. There's a story about these guys. It's in Luke chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. So read it. Check it out. So I'm going to tell it like I tell it. All right. So Jesus was in this particular house or building, and all of these religious leaders were around him, and he was just kind of sitting there teaching, and it's a whole lot of people from everywhere. It's like the place was crowded. You really couldn't get in. The Bible says they even came from like Jerusalem and all the way like miles, miles and miles away. Right. So it said that the healing power of God was on him. So here comes these dudes, right? These guys, and they were carrying this, their friend. He was a paraplegic, so he couldn't walk. He was on a stretcher, and they were carrying him, and they were trying to get to where Jesus is. But there were so many people in the building, in the house, that they couldn't get through. And nobody was trying to let them through. Nobody was trying to, give them a pass to get in or whatever. So what they did was they decided that we're going to get to Jesus by any means necessary. So when they couldn't find a way through the front door or through the door, they went on top of the roof. Now, mind you, I don't know how these dudes got on top of the roof with this paraplegic on a stretcher. That still today baffles me. But they got on the roof. They started removing some of the tiles off the roof, right? And then they found where Jesus was, and they dropped this guy. They let him down. They didn't drop him, but no, it would have been a major mistake to dropping him. But they dropped him. I keep saying dropping. They didn't drop him. Y'all, they didn't drop him. They let him down gently. How about that? They let this man down right in front of Jesus, right in the middle of the crowd, in front of everybody. And Jesus, when he saw what they were doing and what they had done, he said, man, listen, because of the faith of your brothers, he was talking to the paraplegic man. He said, because of the faith of your brothers or of your friends or whoever they were, you are healed. Wow. He forgave the paraplegic of his sins. So that's when your desperation becomes innovative. It becomes loud, and it causes you to come out of your comfort zone, right? So when we embrace the clear and concise mindset to do whatever it takes to get into the presence of God, there is power to affect people and things around us. Ooh, when we make it up in our minds that we're going to get to the presence of the Lord, there's power to affect change. There's power to affect people around you. There's power to affect your family members, your friends, your church members, your coworkers. Just because you've made a decision to get into the presence of the Lord. Now, when you get into the presence of the Lord, then you have the chance to begin to pray for other people. That's where the change comes, because you begin to not just pray for yourself, but you begin to pray for other people. You begin to think about other people's issues and other people's problems, and you begin to pray for them, and you begin to intercede for them while you're in the presence of God, while you have his attention. That's the time to consider other people, not just yourself. All right. And you can't get discouraged by whatever obstacle is in your way. Obviously, these dudes carrying this, their friend on a stretcher, did not get discouraged by the crowd. Why? Because their purpose and their motive was definite, just like ours should be when it comes to the presence of the Lord. Right? Wow. Can you get that desperate to get in the presence of the Lord? I don't know about you, but I can. And I do. I'm sorry. Now, nothing's going to distract me. I'm sorry. Because it's valuable to me. Very, very valuable to me. Here's another point I want you to know. Desperation has a voice. Wow. What is that voice saying? It's a voice that's coming from a place that says, I want God more than I want the condition that I'm in. Or I want God more than my pain. I want God more than my situation. Here's another one. Here's another one that just kind of blew my mind, man. And there's so much power in this story. Mark 10. Chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. This is a story that shows us how our faith will amplify that voice of desperation. Now, here in this story, Jesus was leaving Jericho, right? And he had the disciples behind him and a whole lot of people. And here comes this dude, this blind dude. His name was Bartimaeus. All right. So that word Bartimaeus means son of honor. All right. So he was blind. He was a blind beggar. He was begging, you know, couldn't get his way. You know, whatever it was holding him down. He couldn't see or whatever. So he was sitting on the side of the road. Right. So he heard that Jesus was passing through the town. And when he heard this, he cried out. I can just imagine that he got to a point to where, okay, I've been sitting here, God knows how long, I'm blind, I ain't got no money, I got to do something. You know how you can just get sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you ever been there? I can just imagine this dude got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And especially when he heard Jesus was coming through. Dude, this dude got loud. He said, Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me. And then guess what? Everybody that's around him was like, dude, chill out, man. Shut up. Jesus is in the room. He's coming through. And he said, just because Jesus is in the room, I'm getting louder. So this dude started yelling a little bit louder. He actually stood up this time. And he said, Son of David, mercy, have it on me. Have mercy on me. And that time he cried out something, I can just imagine something in his inside just said, no, Jesus gonna hear me today. His faith began to amplify. And he said, Jesus, have mercy on me. And the Bible says when he cried out, he got Jesus' attention. And then Jesus called him over, right? And at that point, when he called him over, the man, blind Bartimaeus, took his coat off. Why is that important that he took his coat off? he took his coat off, and that's important because it represents the bondage that he was wrapped in. Ooh, what are you wrapped in? What do you have on? Is that why you can't get healed? Is that why you can't move forward? Is that why you can't get ahead? Is because you have something wrapped on you. You're wrapped in something. And in order for him to get healed and be made free, he had to take what he was wrapped in off. He had to take his coat off. See, when we enter into the presence of God, we got to take stuff off. We can't go in with a lot of baggage and bondage. Although he will get rid of it for you, but there has to be an action, a leap of faith to say, okay, I don't want this anymore. I'm stripping down. I'm coming to you, God, in a naked place. The Bible even talks about it. He says we have to take off the spirit of heaviness and leave it behind and put on the garment of praise. So we have to begin to take off what is keeping us down, keeping us bound, right? So the story goes on to say that when Jesus asked him, he said, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said, Rabbi, or Father, I want to see. I want to be able to see what's going on. I hear it all day long, but I want to see. He said, the Bible says immediately, Jesus said, your faith has saved and healed you. Not only was he healed spiritually, physically rather, but he was healed spiritually. And this is really what I want to get to, right? Our faith and the pursuit of God's presence can cause situations, circumstances, and even our own thinking to change. Man, that's powerful. That's crazy. It'll change the way we think. It'll change things around us. It'll change situations. And if it doesn't change the situation, it's going to change you in the situation. Yeah. Wow. So we got to get desperate for his presence. Our desperation we got to let the voice of our desperation come through, come out, be loud, and say, I want your presence, God. I want you more than what I'm dealing with. Once we embrace that mindset, then that's when the power comes through. That's when the power comes through. And that's when he says he will do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. According to the power that worketh within us. Why? Because we have changed our mindset to say, okay, whatever it takes to get in your presence, that's what I'm going to do. Isn't that great? That's great. So, hey, love you. Thank you for this being a part of this episode. Share this. Tell somebody about it, man. And then practice this. Practice being desperate for his presence. All right? Hey, listen, we want you to connect with us on Facebook at Tanner Gary Music and Instagram and Twitter. And I am Tanner Gary too. And then you can always go to our website, iamtannergary.com. All right? Stay tuned. Check with us. Stay connected. All right? We love you. Peace.